Jay Sekulow, hours away for a major vote on the issue of life.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The House of Representatives is scheduled to vote Wednesday on a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks. Pro-life groups say the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act will save thousands of unborn children every year. Representative Trent Franks of Arizona, the bill's sponsor, says the bill will stop late-term abortions on babies who can not only feel pain, but also are capable of surviving outside the womb.
The implication of this to me is that they believe that women are faking being victims of incest, so as to access abortions they wouldn't otherwise legally be able to get under a law like this. I mean, if you have to prove written documentation, that implies that your word isn't strong enough.
I think you're right. What they're saying is that women who just want to have abortions after 20 weeks, which is very rare anyway, are going to now fake being a rape or incest victim in order to get it. It's just ludicrous, and it is so disrespectful to women in general and to rape and incest victims. It's just appalling.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
This would be, of course, a big victory for the pro-life cause. How hard is the abortion camp fighting against it right now?
Well, they are seeing this as a threat because it would ban abortions after 20 weeks post-fertilization. And so this would actually take us out of the camp of seven internationally that do allow abortions until the day of birth.
While we're taking on this horrifying agenda, extremist groups have been using outrageous tactics to try to weaken our ability to fight back. But we are fighting back because, unlike our opponents, we care about women and families because we serve them every day.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Before we get into the debate that is taking place right now in Congress, let me say that our thoughts and prayers are with those families and individuals that lost their lives in this tragedy on that Amtrak train between Washington, D.C. and New York City. I cannot count the amount of times I've been on that very train. And again, our thoughts and prayers with the family and also with the first responders that are working through a very difficult situation. Folks, we are also literally hours away from a vote before the United States House on the issue of the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. I will tell you this, we've got emails this morning that we've received, that we've gotten copies of from Planned Parenthood. They are in an all-out assault right now, all-out assault. Fan, give us your assessment on where we are and when that vote's taking place.
Well, the House of Representatives just gaveled into session literally moments ago, Jay. There are two bills being considered today. One of them is the Pain-Capable Bill, so we will be having debate literally while we're on the air on the rule that governs that debate. The timing of the vote, the rule for the bill, Jay, will probably be voted on between 1:30 and 2 o'clock, and the final vote will occur between 4:30 and 5:30, and I can tell you, from conversations with the Hill, Planned Parenthood is here in force. So we are out there, and we are trying to make sure that we push this bill over the line. 4:30 or 5:30 is the final vote on the bill.
We are at 90,000, folks, signatures. I want to be at 100,000. I mean, I think it's that simple, and we've got about 2 hours or so to do it. So I need you to join with us in this fight. I'm reading you. This is from the call-in script from Planned Parenthood. I'm calling to ask my representative to reject the dangerous 20-week abortion ban, also known as H.R. 36. Of course, as CeCe Hiles said yesterday, they don't ever want to say the name of the actual bill because the bill is the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. And nobody wants to call in and oppose that, do you? Well, Planned Parenthood does, so we're fighting back. I want to encourage you, if you want to talk to us on air, especially those of you that women that have gone through this or have been involved or have been maybe doing counseling for people on the pro-life issues, crisis pregnancy centers, call us at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Folks, here's what I want you to know. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign the petition. This is it. The vote's hours away. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Call now. We want to get it to 100,000. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Our book, Undemocratic, available for pre-order now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple. You can get either the Kindle version, the ebook, or the Apple iReader, or the hardback. Pre-order. That helps us get it on the New York Times list, folks. We need your help on this. UndemocraticTheBook.com for the website, or just go to those sites. The book's name, Undemocratic. Back with more in a moment.
We have another chance to stop late-term abortions. Several months ago, a critical pro-life bill that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold in the U.S. House of Representatives after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. Now this critical piece of legislation is back before members of Congress. And now there's a renewed push in the House to vote on this measure that would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. And we're calling on members of the House to pass this life-saving measure without delay. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Everyone, taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. As I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, so Planned Parenthood, and Fan said this as well, on a full-scale assault on trying to derail the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, they've got a calling script that individuals are supposed to say. They're supposed to say, hi, my name is blank, I live in whatever state, I'm calling to ask my representative to reject the dangerous 20-week abortion ban, also known as H.R. 36. I noted that they don't call it the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which is actually the name of the legislation. And they do that for a specific reason. And Cece talked about this yesterday. She's back with us in our media center today. You know, they're going to always, you know, they call it pro-choice, or they'll say women's reproductive rights, or hear the dangerous 20-week abortion ban. But they certainly won't call it the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act.
Right. And that's because they always have to frame the argument differently than what it actually is. They don't want the focus to be on a child being butchered. They want to change it to, like we talked about yesterday, access to reproductive health. Here they talk about dangerous medical situations. And what's interesting to know is 92% of abortions are done really for purposes of convenience, either social, emotional, or economic reasons. So hardly dangerous medical situations. Those don't account for any bit of a majority of the abortions.
I think we're talking about single-digit percentages, right?
Absolutely. Even the rape is less than 0.5%. That's an issue that they always bring up, and that's less than 0.5%.
And there's an exemption in the statute for rape. All right, so, Than, you said the forces of evil, the Planned Parenthood groups are out there. Of course, as Cece just said, they're not calling it the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. They're saying this is endangering women's lives, ignores public opinion, and these bills are unconstitutional. So they're on a full. How serious of a move is this right now? I mean, we're literally hours away from the vote, and the debate's taking place shortly.
Well, they've engaged full scale, Jay. They are here physically. They're also mobilizing their grassroots, as you have noted, which is why we are countering them with our grassroots. And listen, we've just got to say it bluntly. They succeeded last time, and we are in the window of time where their lies, their distortions about what we're debating, succeeded in getting the bill pulled from the floor. Now, I think we're going to win this time, but we have got to make sure that we don't take it for granted. We've got to make sure that we are physically present, and we are, and we've got to make sure that our grassroots are engaging so that the pro-life majority in the United States House recognizes that we will stand behind them no matter what lies the opposition throws at them.
So we've got to mobilize, folks, and that's where you come in. And we're at 90,000. I'm going to get you the exact number here that have signed on to our petition, but when I last checked, it's 90,535. I really want Fan to be able to say we've got 100,000 signatures on this, folks. I mean, I really think it's that, it is that critical. We're at 90,535. With phone calls, we're probably at about 95,000, give or take. So, folks, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and add your name, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. The attack against pro-life groups, by the way, doesn't stop with legislation. There's also litigation, and there's also the courts of public opinion. There's also governmental agencies, bureaucrats that are targeting pro-life groups. Perfect example, the IRS. You know, everybody talks about the cases involving targeting as, this was, you know, targeting of Tea Party groups. What I keep reminding everybody is this was targeting of pro-life groups as well, to the point where the pro-life groups were asked questions about your position you're taking. Is it emotive? What's the scientific information backing up a pro-life position? One group was asked if they picketed abortion clinics. All why, by the way, activity of these pro-life groups protected by the First Amendment. But the fact that the government, Cece, would even ask this question, this is the bureaucrats, folks, these unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats, the fact that they would even ask the question really highlights the problem.
Absolutely, and it shows where we are in our nation, and it shows how much power they think that they have. And that's why your book is so important, because it points that out, and it shows that this is a systemic problem that needs to end quickly for the future of America.
You know, you say it's – I think it's systemic. I think it's systematic. I think we've created a fourth branch of government called the bureaucracy. It's something – they're unelected. They're unaccountable. The book is called, by the way, Undemocratic – How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberties and Freedoms. And we don't only just point out the problems. We give concrete solutions, how you resist the wrongdoing, how you reform the government, and how you restore our constitutional republic. My job, our job here at the ACLJ, is to educate as many people as we can. And that's why we want to make sure that you are part of this process. So we encourage you to go to undemocraticbook.com. When you go there, there's information about the book. There's also links to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple. Now, you can get the book wherever books are sold next week, but we want you to pre-order it. And when you pre-order the book, what happens is that starts helping us build up numbers for the release week, which then will help us hopefully get this on the New York Times bestsellers list. So you could go either directly to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or really wherever books are sold or wherever you buy your books. It's certainly Apple. You can get the Kindle version, the ebook version, the iReader version, or the hardback. And we encourage you to do that today. Again, the book is called Undemocratic. It's written by me, and I encourage you to do just that. We're about number 270 on the top books on Amazon bestsellers ranking. We need to really be in the top 50. So we're starting our major efforts. We'll start on this this weekend, but we could sure use your help. Undemocratic, How Unelected and Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberties and Freedoms. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yeah, right to the phones we go, 1-800-684-3110 to be a part of the broadcast. We are going to start on line one with Wanda calling in from Maine. Wanda, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi. I'd like to share quickly three facts. I'm actually a nurse and a researcher, and I'd like to respond to a comment, a pre-recorded comment that I heard earlier in the program about late-term abortions being rare. Late-term abortions are not rare at all. I surveyed statistics from probably half the states over the last 15 years, and in one state, there were thousands of late-term abortions 20 weeks and later over a 10-year period. The second thing I wanted to share is abortions are not just done at 20 weeks. They're done all the way up to 40 weeks in some states, which is incredible. And that leads into the third fact. Abortions done at 20 weeks and later are very dangerous. The baby is larger. The baby is fully developed, really, except for finishing touches that have to be added. And the blood vessel supply is very developed, and women can hemorrhage. So abortions at 20 weeks and later are very dangerous. And the foundation of Roe versus Wade was that abortion was safer than the pregnancy carry determined. That's still the lie that they try to perpetrate.
Well, and the biggest lie that they perpetrate is that the child is not a child. Or they'll now even say if the child is a child, they'll say, well, it's still the woman's right to choose. But, Wanda, you bring up a really good point. I appreciate you calling. And part of the problem here is Planned Parenthood will not even agree to informed consent. If you go have your tonsils removed, there's a whole procedure doctors have to go to. But when it's an abortion, CC, they fight, because you've litigated these, they litigate informed consent provision saying here's what the procedure is, this are possible complications. You hear it on every ad you see on TV, but you can't, you know, when they abort, they're like sacrosanct. You can't even put the normal requirements of informed consent in.
Right. And as a woman, I'm very offended by, you know, what they purport that they're for women's rights. I think, you know, my very basic right is to know what medical procedure I'm, you know, going to have and what the complications may be. And they don't want that. And also, I want some just basic sterile environment if I go into a hospital and have a procedure. They don't want that. So they're not fighting for the rights of women. They don't care about women. They care about their bottom line, which is abortion and the money they make from that.
Hey, Than, we're going to go to the right now to listen to some of the House debate just a minute or so here. Take a listen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today in support of the pain-capable Unborn Child Protection Act, which would restrict the practice of abortion after the 6th month of an unborn child's life. Today marks the 2nd anniversary of the conviction of Dr. Kermit Gosnell of Pennsylvania, who ran a late-term abortion mill in Philadelphia. Despite media silence about the case, we were able to learn that Dr. Gosnell regularly delivered third trimester babies and then snipped their spinal cords. Their necks with scissors. He used unclean instruments, spreading infections among the women he treated, hospitalizing many of them, if he even allowed an ambulance to be called. Most of his victims were poor. One mother, a Ms. Monger, died in the process. It seems that some members of this body want to regulate.
Yeah, so there you have it. That's actually from the floor of the United States House of Representatives right now. Than, what? Explain to everybody what is going on right this moment.
Yeah, what you heard from Joe Pitts there was part of the debate that will govern the rules to actually govern the underlying debate. So I know it's a little bit complicated here, but we have two series of debate, one that's happening now, one that'll happen in a couple of hours, and you have to watch for the votes that are going to happen at about 2 o'clock, and then the final vote that'll be somewhere around 5 o'clock. But Joe Pitts has been a leader in this. I'm glad he's down on the floor leading the charge.
Folks, if you're hearing the broadcast tape delayed, we're going to still get your names in, because this debate could be going on for hours, and of course then we're going to have the fight at the U.S. Senate, so it's going to be far from over. But we want to win round one here, and that's where you come in. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're at about 91,000 signatures online. With phones, again, I'd say about 95,000. I need to add 5,000 signatures. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. The Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Planned Parenthood opposing, we're in favor. Let's fight this one out, folks. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget our book, Undemocratic. You can order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple iBooks, wherever books are sold, or undemocraticbook.com.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the 4th branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. We have another chance to stop late-term abortions. Several months ago, a critical pro-life bill that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold in the U.S. House of Representatives after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. Now this critical piece of legislation is back before members of Congress. And now there's a renewed push in the House to vote on this measure that would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. And we're calling on members of the House to pass this life-saving measure without delay. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. The vote on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act literally hours away. Right now there's a procedural discussion going on. We've got 91,181 signatures that have come in online. Today on the phones, we've heard from about 300 of you, so we're at about 91,500 or so on the between phones today and what's online. We're probably collectively a little over 95,000 folks. I'd like Than to be at 100,000 when he is dealing with this over the next 4 hours. Than, let's talk about why, and from all 50 states, let's talk about why that's important, because I'm holding, folks. You hear it. I'm wrinkling in front of you. If I don't have the cameras in here today, I'd show it to you. I'm holding the messaging points from Planned Parenthood. So this is a full attack on their part. We've got to counter it. We're doing that. But this is when it counts. This is the real crunch time.
Yeah, and it's important for two main reasons, Jay. First of all is on the large scale. We have to be able to counter the massive show of force that Planned Parenthood and the other abortion forces are showing here in Washington, D.C. But then on more of a micro behind-the-scenes level, we also need to be able to target specific states and specific regions that we know to be a problem. And, Jay, in some cases, it's pro-life members because of certain misconceptions in their state. We have to be able to get out there and tell them that their voters, their constituents, understand this issue. One of the specific things we're fighting right now are these lies that Planned Parenthood is telling in the emails that you've read, that public opinion opposes this ban. I can tell you there are dozens and dozens and dozens of bipartisan polls that show the exact opposite, but it's not keeping them from telling that lie to these members of Congress who are about ready to vote on the ban itself.
All right, folks, I really want to hear from women on this. We're going to be here, remember, for another 30 minutes. So the full hour of the broadcast, great. You get it on your station if you do. If not, just go over to ACLJ.org. I know we just picked up the new station in Atlanta yesterday, and they're taking the full hour of the broadcast, Sirius XM, of course, a number of other stations in the Washington, D.C. area. But just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Women especially, I want to hear from. But we have an opposition position coming in. So let's take call three, if we can, Than.
All right, let's go to Ray calling in from West Virginia on line three. Ray, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Ray.
Thank you. First off, a couple of points.
Yep.
I'm firmly pro-choice, okay?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Ray. When you say you're firmly pro-choice, I mean, you don't believe that in the ninth month of delivery, a child can be aborted in the mother's womb, do you?
Okay, I'm not making the points that you'd like to make.
Well, no, but you just made a precursor statement that said you are pro-choice. So I'm trying to get a definition of what you mean by that. Do you mean that in the ninth month of pregnancy, that a woman could decide I want to have an abortion, and that's fine?
First point.
Nah.
I find it interesting that the quote-unquote pro-life community has made access to safe and legal abortion so difficult in this country. That someone like this, Dr. Kermit from Philadelphia.
Kermit Gosnell, do you believe a woman has the right to destroy her own child in the ninth month of delivery? I'm going to ask you that question again, Ray.
That most women do not have access to safe and legal abortion.
First of all, go ahead, Cece.
You're buying into Planned Parenthood's, switched argument here. They will not address it as killing a baby. And as a woman and as a mother, it is killing a baby. Abortion is killing a baby. So what you're saying is my right to choose, usually for convenience, trumps my child's right to life. So you need to kind of reevaluate, what's more important, life or choice, right to life or it's not a constitutional right to abortion. Life is a constitutional right.
So, Ray, what's your response to that? Yeah, you don't have one. Thanks, Ray, for calling. We're going to take more calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And I will tell you that we have got, this is a real battle here. Let's go to Amber in Georgia. And by the way, folks, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Amber, go ahead.
Hi, guys. I just want to really educate people based on my story. I grew up in California, which is the most liberal state in the entire United States, as everybody knows. It starts off with the education. The education is you're going to have sex. It's not even promoted not to have sex. It's just automatically assumed you're going to puberty, you're going to have sex. And since you're going to have sex, you're going to get STD or you will end up pregnant. And when you do, you just go down to Planned Parenthood and they'll take care of it for you. No big deal. Well, growing up with this mentality and not really knowing any better, of course, I ended up pregnant. I was poor. I ended up having an abortion because I felt like I had no other choice. As you guys had stated, which is the truth, that they don't go through any precautions. They don't explain what's happening in the procedure. They don't tell you about any of the after effects. I found all that out years later. And to this day, it devastates me. And it's horrible. I received more information when I had my wisdom teeth removed than I did for the abortion. And it's horrific, and it is a tragedy.
You're right, Amber. And let me just tell you, even in the cases that we have, Planned Parenthood is, they're always up in arms when there is a crisis pregnancy center that is next to a Planned Parenthood, because they don't want women like you going into a crisis pregnancy center and hearing the truth that that's a baby living inside of you. And they know that had you known that, and had you known myriad of ways of support that the crisis pregnancy centers have to support people who think they have no other option, Planned Parenthood does not want that. So they will fight to the death, literally children's death and for children's death, to keep women ignorant. They don't want them to know the reality of abortion. And Amber, I am sorry that you suffered that without knowing.
And Amber, let me tell you this. You know that forgiveness, of course, comes from Jesus Christ, and there's no doubt about that. So I want you to know, we appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you sharing your story. And this is precisely why we're fighting for life. Thank you for calling in, Amber. So, Than, where are we right now as we get ready to take a break here? Where exactly are we in the process?
Well, the message that you just heard from Amber is exactly the message that we're trying to get out, that this is as much about women and their right to information about the procedure and the dangers involved as it is the rights of the child. We are getting that message to Capitol Hill. The votes are going to be key on this, Jay. I mean, this is where we lost it last time. We're determined not to lose it this time. A key vote at 2 o'clock on the rule, and then a final vote at 5 o'clock. We need everyone engaged so that we can make sure that we don't lose this in the final hour as well. CC said it right. Lives are stake, the lives of mothers and the lives of babies.
All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. We are hours away from this. If you want to talk to us on air, we're here for another 30 minutes. 1-800-684-3110. I really want to hear from women here. 800-684-3110. Now, let me encourage you on a couple other points that I think are really important. Number one, we've got to take action. Planned Parenthood is out in force. We have to respond. How do we do that? By getting together, petitioning our government for redress of a grievance. That's what we're doing. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And this is the last day to do it, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Everyone that's listening needs to participate. We want representation from all 50 states, and I want to get us over 100,000. We're right now at about 92,000, so we've added about 1,000 so far. I want to get it to 100,000, and with phone calls, we're probably at about 97,000, so we're probably 3,000 away. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to understand the attacks that are going on by these bureaucrats, whether it's in favor of Planned Parenthood, against life, against people of faith, we need you to get our brand new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Our Liberty and Freedom, and How We Can Take It Back. You can order it now. We encourage you to do it.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. And we're calling on members of the House to pass this life-saving measure without delay. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
away, and we're going to have the vote on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. We tried to get this through back earlier in the year. Remember, it got scuttled the last 24 hours, so we're avoiding that. It looks like we've got a full approach taking place at the ACLJ. Right now, your voice is the one that matters, so we want you to add your name to our petition, which is going to – we want to get it to 100,000, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let me, Than, get from you a perspective on the nature of the fight. Describe for people what's going on within the halls of Congress right this moment.
Yeah, I think the specificity of some of our engagement here in Washington, D.C. sometimes is lost on people, Jay, because right now we're dealing with a sort of unique cross-section of members, many of them pro-life, who are hearing some of these lies from the Planned Parenthood lobby. They are out in force, and they are telling these members that the vast majority of Americans oppose this type of ban, when the truth, in fact, is the exact opposite. I mean, I'm holding in front of me polls from Quinnipiac, Washington Post, ABC News, Huffington Post, National Journal, Gallup, on down the line, that the vast majority of not only Americans, but Democrats and women as well support this type of ban. So we are countering them. We are targeting in based on our petition and making sure that those members know where their voters, our members, stand on this issue. We got to make sure we get it across the line. It's where we lost it last time, Jay. We're not going to lose it this time.
Well, I'll tell you, that means we've got to fight, folks. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. See, you've been talking about the misuse of language, I guess, is the best way of saying it, with Planned Parenthood. The way informed consent, I think, you know, we heard from Amber, the previous caller, with a heart-wrenching story. But the reality is they want no regulation on the abortion industry, yet they want to close down the crisis pregnancies. They don't even want the crisis pregnancies. They say they're fraudulent and deceptive, but Planned Parenthood, they don't even want to have to require to give informed consent.
Absolutely. And they're pushing this agenda all across the United States, and the ACLJ is fighting it all across the United States. It's definitely, you know, one-sided for them. They want to have access to do any kind of abortion anywhere, anytime, whether there's a doctor there, whether there's not. They don't want any kind of regulation, even if it's just cleanliness of the abortion clinics. They don't want that. But, boy, they will regulate to death. Crisis pregnancy centers saying that they're, you know, deceptive, like we talked about yesterday. When I testified in New York at the city council hearing, they literally said Sisters of Life was a deceptive name, that people would walk in there thinking they could get an abortion.
At a place called Sisters of
Life. Absolutely. And, you know, then you think again, Planned Parenthood, they don't want anything to do with Planning Parenthood. They want to make sure you never are a parent.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, folks. We're going to take your calls when we come back from the break. We are getting a great response. Than, I know it's important here. The numbers matter. We're at 92,000. We've had 539 phone calls so far today, so we're at about almost 92,600. And then we probably have had, another 4,000, 5,000 phone calls. So we're probably 2,000 away from 100,000. How important is it to break that 100,000 mark?
Overwhelming numbers are just incredibly important, Jay. I mean, remember, we're fighting against an industry that has $1.3 billion in revenue, so they are going to turn out in force. And not on top of the overwhelming numbers, we need representation in all 50 states, because I can tell you there are a couple of specific problem states that we are engaging right now, and we need to build the numbers in those states. And then also just overall, we need to make sure that we've got six figures to go to these members of the House and say, we are behind you, vote yes.
What are the states that we've got problems in? Let's do it really quickly, Than. I know Georgia's one of them.
Right now, Georgia's the one I'm really keyed in on. We've got some lies being told in the state of Georgia. We are trying to counter them. We need to hear from folks in Georgia.
All right, folks. So if you're in Georgia or any other of the 49 remaining states, go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Add your name. Thousands are. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to take more of your calls when we come back from the break. Folks, the book that we've got out, it's right on this topic. It's how these bureaucrats support Planned Parenthood and they're entrenched in our federal government. The book is called Undemocratic. I'd like everyone that's listening to get a copy of it. That's going to help it get it on the New York Times list, and that gets it attention. And we want our position being advocated even among the elite. So go to undemocraticbook.com or Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, wherever you buy your books. Order Undemocratic from me. We'll be back with more in a moment.
We have another chance to stop late-term abortions. Several months ago, a critical pro-life bill that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold in the U.S. House of Representatives after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. Now this critical piece of legislation is back before members of Congress. And now there's a renewed push in the House to vote on this measure that would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. And we're calling on members of the House to pass this life-saving measure without delay. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Ricky Skaggs, what an unbelievable... When you see this video, folks, which we're going to release probably next month, I think a little bit of it, about 45 seconds of it coming out this week on my Facebook page. It was a great session with our good friend Ricky Skaggs. By the way, you need to like us on Facebook. I've got a page. The ACLJ has a page. Even the band has a page. So we encourage you to do it. Chris on Twitter just sent in, the legislation seems pretty straightforward. Tell you how deeply messed up our society is. Unfortunately, Chris, you're right, and that's. But we're going to fight for this one, and I believe we're going to win it, but we just have got to fight. We've got a tremendous amount of phone calls coming in, and we want to go right to them. Than, let's go ahead.
All right, let's go to Jeanette calling from Florida on line four. Jeanette, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're on the air.
I wanted to comment we're having
a lot of trouble with your signal, Jeanette. We'll try to get back to you. Let's go to Misty, who's calling from California. Hi, Misty. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air, Misty.
Hi. I was just saying that I think that if people are responsible enough to have sex, you know, even if it's a mistake, you've tried, you know, methods to prevent pregnancy. If you get pregnant, then I think that you are responsible enough to have a child, and I do disagree with abortion.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling in. You know, it's an interesting dynamic, Misty, and you have to understand this. So you've got a Planned Parenthood clinic, and then imagine this, like next door is a crisis pregnancy center, which offers hope for the women that are in crisis pregnancy. And we don't deny that there are women that find themselves in situations which that's why they call them crisis pregnancy centers. But Cece, you said earlier, and I think it bears repeating, that Planned Parenthood's other objective here, folks, is to put those crisis pregnancy centers out of the way. Done.
Absolutely. They've targeted them all across the nation. And their one goal is to shut them down. And they've been so bold even to post that of help us shut them down. When we've had issues before, they will literally post it on their website to shut them down. And that's their intention, because if a woman goes into a crisis pregnancy center and she realizes that she has someone who can help her, who can support her, who can possibly assist her with adoption of the child, yep, with the costs of having a baby, that's what crisis pregnancy centers are there for. And when she realizes that, she doesn't have the abortion.
So, Than, but Planned Parenthood is being very aggressive right now. I mean, that's really an understatement.
Oh, they're out in full force. They're engaging. They're grassroots. They are engaging here with lots of people, lots of resources, lots of dollars. But CC really summed their message up exactly right. The reason they don't want to show an ultrasound, the reason they don't want a crisis pregnancy center next door, is because when women see the truth about the procedures that Planned Parenthood performs, they choose life almost every single time. I'll just quickly say this, Jay. 332,000 women, pregnant women, go into a Planned Parenthood clinic every single year. Less than 5,000 of those women carry the child to term. It's because Planned Parenthood doesn't tell those mothers the truth about what is inside of them. Mm.
Folks, that's why we're fighting for life. You can help. ACLJ.org to add your name to that petition, or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to Dawn. She's calling in from Texas on line 3. Dawn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi. I'm actually calling because I have a very emotional story I want to share with people, because I want people to understand another perspective of abortion. I was about 13 years ago, I was a victim of a rape. I gave birth to a son who just turned 12 years old just this last week, actually. And he's actually being raised by a family in another state. He's in a very wonderful family with a beautiful brother and sister that have also been adopted. He gave an opportunity to two people who are wonderful people to become parents that could have never been a mother and a father, would have never had that blessing in their life if it hadn't been for adoption. And nobody in this world can tell me that that boy was a mistake, even if I couldn't raise him, because I knew in my heart that I didn't have the love in me to be able to look at him and give him what he deserved, because I knew what I had gone through. But that didn't take away from him and his right to be on this earth. And he's a healthy, happy, very loving child who's doing very well in life.
Right. And Don, first of all, thank you for choosing life. But also, your story is exactly the story that Planned Parenthood does not want anyone else to hear. So I would encourage you to share that. Every child is a life that deserves a chance to live. And as you just said, even a child that is conceived in rape has a beautiful life and can affect this world, can grow up and change the world. We don't even know the potential that your son has. So thank you again for choosing life. And I just encourage you to share your story as much as possible, because, again, this is exactly the story that Planned Parenthood does not want out there.
Of course not. And, you know, the situation involving rape makes up less than 0.5%, and there are some individuals that choose to carry that child to term and give the child up for adoption, and you just heard the evidence of that right here on the broadcast. So, folks, that's why we're fighting so aggressively. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to add your name to the petition. And we want to hear from you. We want to know how this is impacting you, especially women. So that number is 1-800-684-3110. This is very important for our audience to hear from women on this issue. So again, 800-684-3110 is the phone number. Now, you got to understand something. I'm looking at right now a message, some messaging point from Planned Parenthood. They want you to call your member of Congress, give them your name, say, "I'm calling to ask my representative to reject what they call the dangerous 20-week abortion ban," which we call it the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, because that's what the legislation's called. They, of course, don't do that. Then they have, very aggressive on Facebook as well, which is not a shock, and they are having those calls come in today. So there are calls coming in droves on Capitol Hill right now. And we are doing everything we can to counter that. So, again, you can sign that petition at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another phone call.
Yeah, let me just say, this is what Planned Parenthood does. I mean, we have to remind folks what we're talking about. We are talking about babies in gestation that, if you are going to perform surgery on them within the womb, you have to apply anesthesia. You have to give them anesthesia because you feel pain. And yet, without this law, we are going to be one of only four countries that would allow that child to be dismembered in the womb. We would be joining the ranks, or staying in the ranks, of Canada, North Korea, and China. It is time for us to catch up with the rest of the civilized world. Let's go to line 1. Anna is calling from Massachusetts. Anna, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Hi, thank you very much.
Sure.
I'm calling because I am a victim of abortion, meaning that I was pregnant and my family tried to talk me into doing it, and then I went to Planned Parenthood, and I agreed, so I went. And when I went to Planned Parenthood, they treated me like a number when I got there, didn't ask me much any of questions, told me what the procedure's going to be, and never warned me of the emotional pre-repercussions that I was about to go through.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Anna, and sharing that information with us, because this is from the blog post. Will, is this the blog post of Planned Parenthood? This is what they're saying about us. So the question is, can we get louder? This is Planned Parenthood. Can Planned Parenthood get louder than a group of extremists, that's us, trying to ram their anti-abortion agenda through Congress? Well, here's my response. No, you can't. You're not going to get louder than the concerned citizens of the United States of America that are committed to the protection of the unborn child. So here's my answer to you, Planned Parenthood. No, you cannot. Here's the real question. Does Congress have the backbone to pass legislation that will protect a child in utero capable of feeling pain from being dismembered? And the answer to that better be yes. And then that puts us now hours away from the vote to determine the fate of this legislation. This is a huge vote, one of the most significant pro-life votes we've had in a decade.
Well, they certainly better have the backbone, Jay, and I'll just say this. I don't think there is any more important issue on which for us to get loud than one where the victim cannot speak for his or herself. We're talking about innocent victims who can't defend themselves, who can't speak for themselves. It is time for not only us, but it's time for members of Congress to put their money where their mouth is. They told their voters, a vast majority of the House of Representatives told their voters that they are pro-life. The rubber meets the road today at 4:30 or 5 o'clock. They need to vote yes on this piece of legislation.
Folks, what we need you to do is very simple. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 877-989-2255 and add your name to this petition. It really is that straightforward. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're at 595 phone calls. When I come back from the break, let's be over 600. We've had over 91,000 people sign the petition online. With phones, we're probably at 98,000. We're just 2,000 away from making our goal. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Make that call now or go to the website at ACLJ.org. Stand up for the unborn child. That's what we're asking you to do. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget our book, Undemocratic, How Unelected Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom. Be available next week, but pre-order it today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple, wherever you buy your books, or go to undemocraticbook.com. Back with your calls in a moment.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read will be available in bookstores nationwide on May 19th. Order your copy today online at undemocraticbook.com. That's undemocraticbook, all one word, .com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. We have another chance to stop late-term abortions. Several months ago, a critical pro-life bill that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold in the U.S. House of Representatives after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. Now this critical piece of legislation is back before members of Congress. And now there's a renewed push in the House to vote on this measure that would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. And we're calling on members of the House to pass this life-saving measure without delay. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
We're going to have a vote in about 2 hours. So, folks, we're fighting for life, and you can come in and help us. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. It is, of course, the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act finally getting a vote, at least as of now. We take nothing for granted. By the way, I asked that we'd get over 600. We did. We're at about 628 that have called in today and online. Let's see if we've hit 91.7 yet. 91. Hey, we're about to go. We just crossed 93,000. Folks, we're about 1,000 away from getting to 100,000 signatures. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And thank you for responding like you always do, folks. We couldn't do this without you, and you're doing it again. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're going to take your calls here. We're kind of in a rapid-fire round here, so let's go ahead.
Yeah, let's go to Cheryl Lee calling from New Mexico on line 6. Cheryl Lee, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Cheryl Lee.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I had an abortion when I was 22 because I didn't know there was a God. And after that, I had 7 years of thinking I'd blasphemed the Holy Spirit, which I directly relate to that abortion. Later on, I had another choice to have an abortion. And I almost went through with it, but at the last minute, God intervened, told me, if you have an abortion, you'll kill yourself. So I had the baby. I went to Abortion Alternatives in Alaska. They totally took care of me. They helped me have a place to live.
Yep.
They were just totally blessed.
Well, Cheryl Lee, let me tell you, these crisis pregnancy centers have done an incredible job. We have represented them around the country. We've had a case at the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And the job that these crisis pregnancy centers do, CC, is gigantic. I mean, it really is.
It's great. You know, and again, Planned Parenthood's messaging is always about the woman, but clearly their actions state that they don't care about the women, whether they're born or unborn. Crisis pregnancy centers go above and beyond. Again, like what you said, providing the counseling, they will provide for your physical needs.
Yep.
They'll provide for financial needs. They'll help you with adoption. They'll help you after your baby's born with car seats and strollers.
They do. They are the unsung heroes of the pro-life movement, and that's why we've been so aggressively defending them in court, because Planned Parenthood is doing everything they can to eliminate them as well. They view them as competition. Why? Because Planned Parenthood is in the business of abortion, and their religion is abortion. They worship at the altar of abortion. That's Planned Parenthood's basically their faith. We're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Who's next, then?
Let's go to Sharon calling from New York on line 5. Sharon, you're on the air.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
I just wanted to share my story. When I was 17, I found out that I was pregnant, and that was late in the late 70s. And shamefully, I did consider abortion back then because I didn't know any better. But when I received the information of the procedure they would use, it sickened me. And basically, it was they would have injected me with a saline solution.
Right.
Where the baby would have literally burned to death. And because that just made me, it was an awful thought, I decided to carry the baby to term, which I did.
Well, God bless you for that. And I'll tell you something. That's exactly what Planned Parenthood doesn't want the information out. They do not want the description, real quickly here, Cece. They'd never want to allow what Sharon found out. Planned Parenthood fights vehemently against informed consent, ultrasound disclosure. They don't want any of that.
Absolutely. Every time any law is ever suggested, they are the first to be fighting it tooth and nail, because they know if a woman's informed of what abortion really is, or if they see the ultrasound or hear a heartbeat,
right,
they are not going to abort that
baby. So, Sharon, you opted for adoption?
I did, and I actually went through an agency back then.
Yep.
Called Catholic Charities.
Yeah, sure.
Not only that, they provided counseling, which helped me a great deal because it was a very difficult decision. But I would like to add, because of that situation, I found Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Well, there you
so
go.
I praise God for that time and that my child is alive today.
That is, Sharon, what a great testimony. Thank you for calling in. Let's go ahead and take Kimberly's call out of New Hampshire on line 4. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. Just wanted to say women absolutely have the right to choose whether we bear children. But once we're pregnant, we have already made that choice. It's not okay. Sorry, I'm teary. It's not okay to kill the child just because we change our minds or regret our choice.
Well, Kimberly, your words are exactly correct.
There's nothing to add to that other than saying, get your friends to help us here, folks. We're 2 hours away. Than, we're like literally on the, I feel like we're on the 90-yard line here.
Yeah, we are. I mean, debate is literally happening on the House floor as we speak. But again, I mean, I know we've said this several times in the broadcast, Jay, but it's just simply the truth. This is where Planned Parenthood got some traction the last time around, and we cannot let it happen again. Right. We're 2 hours away from a vote, but we've got to keep the momentum up until that vote is behind us.
93,208 of you have signed online. We have another 657 that have come in by phone, so we're probably close to 99,000. We're probably within 1,000, so we want to encourage you to add your name to this petition defending and protecting the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Let's get that to be law. ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. Let's take one last call.
Yeah, let's go to Lindsay calling from Idaho on line 2. Lindsay, you're on the air.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, I just want to tell you I am supporting you prayerfully and financially.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for what you do.
Well, thank you.
And my story is actually on the other side. My husband and I have been married for 20 years and have been unable to have children. After 5 years of marriage, my sister and her husband became pregnant, and rather than adopt that baby to myself and my husband, they chose to abort their baby. So I'm still looking for a child to adopt, and that baby could have been part of my blood, but she selfishly chose to worship at the altar of herself as a god instead of that child that I could raise and have a family.
And Lindsay, I'm so sorry for your situation. I'll tell you, most women do choose to have abortions because of issues of convenience, not because it's threatening their life. And your story, unfortunately, you know, you're not the only one out there. There are hundreds of thousands of parents who and husbands and wives who want to adopt children, and adoption is definitely a better choice than killing a baby. And that, again, is one that CPCs help women through. And I need to mention that they do it all free of charge, too. They don't charge for any of their services.
Lindsay, thanks for calling in. We're going to be praying for you and praying for your family. And don't give up hope. You're not going to do that. And thank you for calling in, and I appreciate you sharing your integrity and your honesty with our audience. Folks, that's going to do it for today. We are about an hour and a half, 2 hours away from the vote. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition. Let me encourage you to do it. Planned Parenthood, I've read you what they've already got out there, and they've got a lot out there. Let me also give you a quick update. We had a very good vote for Syed Abedini, and Than, very quickly, let everybody know what that vote was.
Yeah, it was 90-0 in the United States Senate, a resolution led by Senator Risch that calls on the United States to do everything in its power to bring Syed home. Jay, just quickly, it was bipartisan. Members of every one of those prisoners spoke on the floor for it.
That's very good. And we also had a victory in the schools. CC, quickly.
We did. We had a high school parent call in. The assignment was to present a timeline of Earth's formation for her daughter's biology class. And, of course, the teacher told her she was not allowed to present her views on creationism nor mention God in her assignment. We stepped in, provided the information, the principals agreed with us, and she got to submit
her
assignment.
There you go. Nice way to end the broadcast. Folks, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And by the way, go to the website. You can find out all this information about these cases. Follow us on Facebook. All this is posted. ACLJ.org. Like us on Facebook, American Center for Law and Justice. I've got a page, Jay Sekulow, and even the Jay Sekulow Band has a page. And don't forget, folks, very important today, buy the book Undemocratic. We want to get it on the New York Times bestsellers list, so I need your help. It's you can go to undemocraticbook.com or go directly to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. You can buy the e-version, the e-reader version, or the hardback. Pre-order it today, and that's going to help us make a difference here. Again, that's undemocraticbook.com. Talk to you tomorrow.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. And we're calling on members of the House to pass this life-saving measure without delay. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign on to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.